enjoyed that. God is good. He is good all the time. Paul said to be thankful in everything. No matter what season of life that we are in, we're to be thankful. Sometimes I feel like maybe that's harder than said and done. But in all things, be thankful. Give God praise. Be thankful. He is great. He is able to lead and direct our paths in ways of righteousness that's pleasing unto Him if we just allow Him to. But it's that feeling of uncontrol. It's that feeling of I don't know what lies ahead that's scary. But we have to be willing to know that God knows what's best for us in our life. That He's got a plan. And we have to be willing to trust in that plan. Had lots of thoughts this week. Before we go any further in our subject, is there something on your heart? All right. If not, I want to say this. If I always want to encourage any lost that may be here. If God is dealing with you, please seek the Lord. You will not hinder me. This altar is always open, but I want to make this very clear that there's no virtue in this altar. There's no power in it. It will not save you, but it is a good place to come that God's people might gather around you, and I believe that. I believe it's our responsibility as God's people to gather around those that are lost and to build a hedge around them and to build a wall of prayer. So this morning, I want to encourage us to be willing to do that. Most of all, I just want to encourage us to follow the Spirit of the Lord. I told y'all I probably wouldn't always have a title, and I don't have one today. I don't have anything fancy for you, per se, but I've got the Word, and to me, that is most valuable. We sang a song earlier about when the waves are over our head or under His feet. And Brother Strobe, bless your heart, that was right what was on my mind today. I want to take some text this morning out of the 14th chapter of Matthew. And I want to look at a very familiar lesson. But it applies today. And I pray that we're able to take it and use it. And I believe also that it can apply for different aspects of our lives. But I've had a thought this week, and I want to be able to get to it just here shortly. Very familiar scripture. We know that several things has happened. John the Baptist had stood up for the truth, and the Bible says that his head was placed on a charger, if you will, and the Lord had went through those things. He was close to John the Baptist, and also the disciples had heard of these things. And not only that, we know that the Scripture teaches us there that he went up into a mountain, and that that's where the 5,000 was fed. With two fish and five loaves. And also the things that God had done. That when they all did eat, and not only the 5,000 men, but there was women and children there that was present. He said, but they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. God is able to do big things in our life if we're just willing to let Him do it. He shows us each and every day just how big He really is. Oftentimes we dismiss the little things because they seem so little. But yet, I want you to know this morning that the very breath that we are breathing is a blessing from God. Because it's not promised. That seems so small to us in our life because it's something we do on such a regular basis. It helps us to sustain life. But we do it so regularly that it really doesn't even seem like a blessing anymore. But I want you to know this morning, if you're breathing, it's a blessing from God. Little things that we rarely even think about. So many times it seems like it takes a big thing in our life to get our attention. I want to take up a reading here in the 22nd verse of the 14th chapter of Matthew. It says, and pray for us this morning. It says, and Jesus, 22nd verse. It says, and straightaway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. For in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But Jesus straightaway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And I want to stop there for a moment, and we'll continue on with our text just here in a moment. The Scripture teaches us here, you can read about it in parts of in the sixth chapter of Mark, and you can also read about it in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John. This morning, what I really want to look at is, as the Lord had instructed them, there in Mark, you can see that it instructed them to go towards Bethsaida. And then also that their destination, if you would, was Capernaum. And that's where they was going. Now, some very important things here that the Bible teaches us, that when the Lord called Peter, that he was a fisherman. And he called him out and he said, come with me, him and his brother Andrew. He said, you come with me and I'll make you a fisherman of men. And so he was already experienced. He was experienced. Now, the thing that is important here to realize is that these men, these disciples, was familiar with the area. Peter was born and raised in Bethsaida, along with his brother. They were familiar with it. They were familiar with the Sea of Galilee. No doubt had done fishing out there. I don't know for how long, but that's how they had made their living. They was familiar with where they were. But the Lord had told them where to go. Now, I want you to make ready this. He constrained them. And if you look at that word, it means to compel them. He had compelled them, if you will. He said, you go on ahead of me. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to dismiss the multitude that was here with the feeding of the 5,000. He said, you go on ahead. You go by where you're, what you'd say, accustomed to, and you go on to Capernaum. And that word Capernaum means, in a sense of the Greek, that means, a village of comfort. I'll get into that just here in a moment. The Lord had told them to board the ship. He said, now in the midst of the sea was tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. I've thought a lot about this certain aspect here. I've thought a lot about this morning about when the waves seem over our head, they're under his feet. I want you to know this morning that oftentimes you've heard me say that this life is not easy. That we are to walk by faith and not by sight. And I want you to know that living a Christian life, especially in this day and time, is very hard. I feel like like if we was deny that, you know, it wouldn't make a lot of sense. But I'll tell you, the world wants to overcome God's people with darkness. The men love darkness rather than light. But I want you to know this morning that God has instilled in us a light here that burneth in our heart. He's given us something that we are to be joyous about. And my friend, I want you to know most of all, church, as I've said here before, that not only are we to be a light into this community, but we are to be a light into those that are lost. And that when we come into God's house, I want you to know this morning that we should be expecting big things. We sang that song this morning, "How Great Thou Art." My friend, when we come into the house of God, we should truly know who we are coming to worship and who we are coming to praise. He is great in every aspect of our life. My friend, there comes a time when there's a great big billboard out there on 231. It says, "Let go and let God." And I see that every time. There's a lot of things. The only way I know to be with you this morning is to be honest with you. And there's a lot of things in my life that I like to have control of. There's a lot of things that I want to know what lies ahead. I want to know what direction that I'm going in. But my friend, all I do know is when God compels me and He says, "Go," my friend, I've got to go. Now listen, He told them, He said, "You get out there on the Sea of Galilee." Now oftentimes I've wondered about this. No doubt He said, them brethren there, they knew this region. They was familiar with it. And the Lord instructed them on which way to go. Oftentimes in this life, we get in a sense of something that's familiar to us. We get in our comfort zone, if you will. It's comfortable to us. We want to stay right there in the midst of what is comfortable. But I want you to know this morning that God wants us to be where He can use us. He doesn't necessarily want us to get in that place of being in a spot of comfortability because, listen, He told us over there in Revelations, He said, either you be warm or you be cold, but He said, don't be lukewarm. He said, or I'll spew you out of my mouth. Oftentimes, I just want you to know, we walk around in a sense where we're not really hot, nor are we really cold. We're just comfortable walking through this life. Listen. God wants us where He can use us. He wants us to be in a place to where He can use us. Now listen. He said it was evening time, and He was there alone. He said, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary. He said, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Now, in this fourth watch, I assume that it was probably about 3 a.m. in the morning, the best way I can calculate. And boy, I really got to thinking a lot about that. Me and Jessica enjoy boating. And back here in this last summer, we was out on the lake, and it was 4th of July, and we was out on the boat, and we was watching all the fireworks, and boy, we was really enjoying it. And then it come time that the show was to end, and it was me and her and 3 little boys on a boat in the dark trying to get back to the boat ramp. And folks, I'll just be honest with you, I was terrified. I was terrified. The whole time I couldn't see what was in front of me. I couldn't see what was behind of me. And I was praying, Lord, if You'll help me get back to the boat ramp, I promise You I'll never try to do this again. It scared me to death. And my friend, that's exactly the point. Listen, what I'm saying is there's times in our life that we least expect, the very times, in our very darkest hours, it seems like, that there comes Jesus. There comes Jesus. He said, In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. I want you to know this morning that oftentimes, no matter what we are going through, listen, folks, I'm telling you, I know it's a trying time. I know there are other things out there in the world that's trying to draw our attention away. I know that there are other things that seem maybe like they're important, but I want you to know right here this morning exactly what I believe, that this right here is far more important than anything else in the world, right here, right now. The gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, I believe this morning that when he promised that he could come back at any given moment, the Bible says he'll come back as a thief in the night. It's our responsibility this morning to preach it to them, to tell them about it. Now listen, he said, and when the disciples saw him on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out of fear. This week I'll go on a little bit further. He said, and straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." We got in a discussion this week about the voice of the Lord. Now, I don't claim to stand up here this morning and to be a scholar, or to know very much about theology. But I do know this morning, I feel in my heart that I know what the voice of God is. That he speaks to us, the Bible says, in a still small voice. And we know him. And he knows us. And he knows our names, because when we're saved, we are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And my friend, I'm telling you this, I believe in all of my heart. One day after a while, he's expecting me. He knows I'm a-coming and he's looking for me. My friend, I'm telling you, listen, we get in this life and we get into our comfort zone and we get into our daily routine and it seems like everything's going right along and then something bumps up in the way. Something gets in our path. Something causes us some concern, something we weren't expecting to happen. And then we begin to rush around and looking for an excuse or God do this and God do that. Listen, God works in his own time this morning. And God will answer our prayers according to what's pleasing unto him. And my friend, the older I get, the more I'm trying to learn and to figure out what it is to have patience, to wait upon the Lord and to trust him. Now, he said that they were troubled, saying, "Is a spirit," and they cried out of fear. No doubt, I can't imagine what it was like. They was out here on this ship. They was out on the water that they were accustomed to, not very far from their home. Really and truly, there wasn't but about 4 to 5 miles between the two. Not very far to go. They'd done been out there about 9 hours probably. And here they are, they're rowing. They're doing their best to get where they are. And these winds come up and they're having to row harder and harder to try to reach their destination. And as they look out the lake there, the Sea of Galilee, here comes Jesus walking on the water. And at first they didn't know what it was. They looked out of fear. They were troubled. And then Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Be of good cheer. Find joy that I am with you. Find joy that I am there to comfort you. Listen this morning, I realize that some of you all, bless your heart, have been through more things than I have. And honey, I thank God for everything that he has brought me through, because even as a young boy, no doubt this morning, listen, that God has helped me, he strengthened me, he has walked beside of me, even in times of my life that I didn't even know he was there. and yet he still come unto them. They were in their darkest times. I don't know this morning. The Bible is not very clear on this matter. But I don't know if they were praying. I don't know what they were doing. But God knew that he needed to be there. And he made his way to them. He said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." It doesn't matter to me this morning what storms of this life come our way. Listen, the world wants to crush us. The world wants to destroy what we are trying to build up. But my friend, listen, Jesus says, "Be not afraid. I am here." You know what he said over there in the Great Commission? In the 28th chapter and the 20th verse of Matthew. He said, "Lo, I go with you always, even unto the end of the world. I go with you always." He says that even when you're going through something, he said, "I'll be there to help you pack the load." He said, "Come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest." I can't imagine what they felt like. They looked out there, the Bible says, and they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." There's going to be things that are going to come our way. Listen, lost person, there are going to be things that are going to come your way in this life. And you're going to need a friend that's going to help you. My wife, oftentimes, she places so much trust and so much confidence in me. She'll say, "Well, honey, if you've prayed about it and that's what God wants, then we'll go on with it." And boy, you talk about just a weight. Sometimes I feel like it's right here. But when I get down and I seek God's counsel and God instructs me in my life and he says, "This is the way that you should go," then I'm going to put my confidence in him. There's other things out there in the world that may be trying to get our attention, and maybe I don't fully understand and see what the outcome of it is. But Jesus says, "Be of good cheer, it is I. I'm here." Listen, folks, I'm telling you that we've got a saying in America. You go by any state line and you look over on a state sign, it'll say, "God bless America." Folks, I just feel confident when America feels like they start blessing God, he'll start blessing America again. We've got to have faith in him, confidence in him, that he's able to move the mountains in our life. And listen, maybe sometimes God ain't going to move that mountain for you. Maybe sometimes he wants you to go over the mountain. Maybe sometimes he wants you to get a little exercise in. Maybe he wants you to go through what he's putting you through to help build your character and to help you trust in him more. Now listen. He says in the 28th verse, he says, "And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come unto the ship, the wind ceased. And when they were in the ship, came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." The thought I've had all week is, be willing to step out of the boat. To step out of the boat. I feel like the majority of my Christian life, I've been rowing and rowing, and it seems like the troubled waters have been there from time to time, and Jesus has stepped into my life numerous times. And he said, be of good cheer, I am here. But somebody I was talking to this week made mention of that, and I thought, Lord, I don't know if I ever remember a time that I was really just willing, God, to step out of the boat. Lord, can I come unto you? I want to worship you. I want to praise you with everything that makes me up. God, bid me to come. Now, I'm telling you this. Peter, bless his heart, gets a bad rap. Our people are quite often hard on him. They'll say, well, Peter denied the Lord 3 times. Honey, I'm probably worse off than that is. But bless your heart, have you ever walked on water? Can you imagine what that would be like? He was out there in the stormy waters of life. And he looked out and here comes the Savior. And he said, Lord, bid me to come. Now I'm telling you, there was other disciples that was in that boat with him that had every opportunity that could have said, Lord, I want to step out too. You know what? We're not giving any evidence of that they ever did. We're given evidence of one that will look unto Jesus. And he said, Lord, bid me to come. I want to step out of this boat. I want to step out of my comfort zone. I want to step out and I want to go towards you. Church, I'm telling you, there comes a time when we've got to step out of our comfort zone, no matter what it is that's standing in our life, no matter what it is that's standing in our way, because first and foremost must come reverence and worship to Jesus. All other things will fall away. I told y'all there was a time in my life that I was a workaholic. Jessica's back there probably shaking her head, yes. I wanted to give my boys the world. I wanted to work and give them all the material things that I never had in this life. And there ain't a thing wrong with making money. I'm not saying that. But I wanted to give them everything in the world. I wanted to give them everything. I mean, I think that's a mom and daddy's dream. All the time we try to build off what our parents and their parents done. It just seems so relevant that we try to give them more than we had. Maybe that's just me. And boy, it dawned on me one time that's the problem, is trying to give them the world. I don't want to give them the world anymore. I want to give them the most secure thing that I've ever had in my life. And I can't give it to them, but I can point them to it. And that's Jesus. I want to give my boys Jesus. I remember one time when we was leaving revival one night, Daddy, we was headed home, and Braxton looked up to me and he said, Daddy, we climbed out of the car. And he said, Daddy, can you give me one of those stars? And I thought, Lord, I'd love to give you anything that I could, son, but Daddy can't give you one of those stars. And then it hit me right then. I can't reach up and give him a star out of heaven, but I can point him towards the bright and morning star, can't we? I can point him towards that star. I want to be willing to step out of the boat. Step out. We get in such a routine as God's people that we're going to come into the house of God. We're going to sit down and we're going to sing this many songs. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then we'll go home. Listen, today is the Lord's day. It's the day that He has made. And if we come into this place expecting just to go through the motions, my friend, that's what we will do. But if we come into this place, and as soon as we walk through those doors, and we're looking towards Jesus, and we say, Lord, I just want to step out of the boat. I just want to step out of the boat. Bid me to come. You know what he said? He said, come. I think about what he says over here. Bear with me. In Matthew in chapter 7, he says, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. He said, come. Now, Peter was there. He stepped out of the boat, and he's walking on water. Now, church, I want to tell you this. I have never experienced what it feels like to literally walk on water. I don't suppose any of you ever have either. But I'll say this. There has been a few times when the Spirit of God has passed by me, and boy, I felt like I was walking on water. I have felt like, Lord, you're right here with me. I've stepped out of the boat, and I'm walking on water. Lord, don't let me take my eye off you. But help me to make you the center of my life. Whatever may come my way, God, as long as I've got you in the very center of my life, I know that everything else is going to be all right. I can't imagine walking through this life without knowing the Savior that I know. I know people have said oftentimes he's the bestest friend that I've ever had. But folks, I'm telling you that there are things that me and him can talk about that I can just lean and trust on him. It was talked about Wednesday night at was said, you know, I've never actually heard his voice. I've never heard the voice of the Lord speak audibly in my ear. But I know his voice. I know him. And sometimes he don't always give me just an answer right then. But boy, he'll speak to me. And I'm going to tell you what he gives you. He'll place a peace in here that you say, you know what, Lord? No matter what comes my way, I'm trusting in you. He puts a peace right in here. Now he bid him, he said, come. And Peter was come down out of the ship and he walked on the water to Jesus. But when he saw the boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Listen. Yes, Peter began to sink. And folks, I'll tell you, when we as God's people begin to take our eye off him and begin to take our thoughts off him and allow the things of this world and everything else that's going all around him, us, it'll seem like we begin to sink. He has to be first in our life. First. And then he will take care of everything else. He said, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, where didst thou doubt? I'll tell you what a lot of times my problem is. As the Lord, sometimes I told you I'm trying to learn patience, and I'll go to God and I'll pray for something, and then it doesn't take very long when he's given me peace about it. I want to go back to him again about it. Listen this morning, when we take something to God, lay it at His feet and know that He's going to take care of it. It may not be exactly the way that you think it's going to be. And I'm learning that. I'm learning that. But I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes the things that we most dread turn out to be the greatest things that God has ever given us. Does that make sense? Sometimes the things that we're most scared about turns out to be the biggest blessings in our life. Listen. He said, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? He said, when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. He said, and when they were in the ship, came and worshipped Him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. It's hard for me to understand sometimes when I read about this, that these disciples were there with Jesus when He took two fish and five loaves, two small fish, mind you, and He fed over 5,000 people, that they needed that reassurance once again. Oh boy, He really is the Son of God. He came walking out on the water, and He looked unto Peter, and Peter bid Him, you know, the Lord bid Peter to come, and He stepped out. That was more confirmation to them. Folks, I just tell you, a lot of times in my eyes, I think, well, you know, if I would have seen that, I would hope that I'd have faith. But that's so hypocritical of me. Because God has done so much in my life that He's brought me through, and then every time when some little thing comes along, I begin to doubt again. He has promised us to go with us to the end of the world. Trust in me. Put your confidence in me. Church, all I'm asking you this morning is be willing to step out of the boat. I don't know if I have ever really, I don't know if I've really ever had to sacrifice anything for Christ's sake. I really don't. I really don't. Not really. I want to be willing when He asks. When He comes walking unto me, Lord, I'm ready to step out of the boat. I'm ready. And when I step out of the boat, I want to keep my eye planted right on Him. Because I know when it seems like them waves are crashing all around us, He's walking right on top of them. That's what I want for this church. That's what my desire is. Have faith in God. Listen, lost person, there's going to come a time in your life that you're going to have somebody that's going to help you. Maybe you've been sitting in your seat and you've been staying in your boat too. You're going to have faith. This morning, that'd be our prayer for you. This be our prayer for this church. I know the Lord's got big plans. I know He does. Let's be willing to step out. Brother Strode, if you'd get us a song ready. I appreciate you this morning. I know that thought was somewhat short this morning, but that's what the Lord's give us. I hope it's a help to you. But most importantly this morning, let's have faith that God can do all things because He can. Go ahead, brother.
Number 44. In the church hymn, verses 1 and 2. Everybody stand.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load.